Now, with listeners in 40 countries worldwide, we're Internet Talk Radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
It's time for the Race Report. Your full-speed hour of NASCAR news and talk.
Yo, we didn't have much of a choice because we thought we were going to blow up.
Here are your hosts, Steve Barker.
I'm the best there is. Nobody can hang with my stuff.
And Sam Atwell.
You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine.
Ready to talk NASCAR on the Race Report.
Good evening. Welcome to the Race Report. I'm Steve Parker.
And I'm Sam Atwell.
We bring the curtain down on another racing season with a familiar result from last year. Jimmy Johnson hoisting the championship trophy after putting together one of the great clutch performances in sports history. Stick around. Let's talk some NASCAR on the Race Report.
Now with a look at this week's NASCAR news, here's Steve with the racing headlines.
After putting together one of the greatest stretch runs in the history of the sport, Jimmy Johnson is celebrating his second straight Nextel Cup Championship. Johnson wasn't able to make it five wins in a row, but he stayed out of trouble.
Loser.
Finished seventh and becomes the first repeat champion since Jeff Gordon in 1997 and 98. Matt Kenseth was nearly as hot as Johnson over the final month of the season. After falling to 12th place in the standings, Kenseth ripped off five straight top fives, including winning the Ford 400 this afternoon to close the 2007 season. Second victory of the year for the 2003 champ, and it comes in his final race with Robbie Reiser as his crew chief. Reiser will move off the pit box and into a team management role with Roush Fenway Racing next year. Kurt Busch finished second in the season finale, followed by Denny Hamlin, Gordon, and Carl Edwards. Now, Gordon scored his 21st top five finish of 2007, his 30th top 10 out of 36 races. That is the most top 10s in the modern era of NASCAR. That, of course, goes back to 1972. His incredible chase, well, actually, the incredible chase run that Johnson put together is best put in perspective when you look at how strong Gordon was in the chase. Jeff won two races, averaged a top five finish, his worst finish 11th, yet he still couldn't keep pace with the charge of the 48 team over the final five races. Johnson ends the year with 10 victories, beats Gordon by a final margin of 77 points. Today also marked the final race for the current car. The car of tomorrow takes its place full-time next season. It's also the last race as the Nextel Cup Series. It becomes the Sprint Cup Series next year. And although it ended early, today was kind of historic. The final race for Dale Earnhardt Jr. with DEI. He, of course, moves to Hendrick Motorsports next year. His season couldn't end soon enough. Even though Carl Edwards clinched the Drivers' Championship in the Busch Series a couple of weeks ago at Texas, the Owners' Championship was still to be decided in the season's final race at Homestead. Jeff Burton took control late in the race to win the Ford 300, clinched the owner title for Richard Childress Racing. Burton shared the seat of the 29 car this season with Scott Wimmer, and the win is the fourth owner's title for Childress. And Mike Skinner came into the season finale in the Craftsman Truck Series with the points lead, but unlike Jimmy Johnson, Skinner wasn't able to avoid trouble. He lost a wheel early in the race, fell 11 laps down while his team made repairs. He ended up 35th. Ron Hornaday took advantage, finished 7th in the race, and captured his third series title, tying him with Jack Sprague for most ever. Johnny Benson took the victory in the season-ending Ford 200. And those are the racing headlines on The Race Report. Coming up tonight, he had one of the greatest seasons in NASCAR history, talking about Jeff Gordon, and he still finished second. That's how amazing Jimmy Johnson was down the stretch, and Rick Hendrick has his seventh championship as a car owner. Will the way the 24 and 48 teams perform this season have other organizations rethinking the way they do things? We'll talk more about that. Casey Kane being investigated after getting into a shoving match with a security guard, and I have a different perspective on this. And who is the early favorite to be the first NASCAR Sprint Cup champion? Stick around.
Jimmy Johnson.
We're just getting started on the Race Report.